As with so many other clubs, the Brentford Football Club Community Sports Trust is responsible for making sport available to the whole community, but it is, of course, a trust. It is able to deliver a lot of different types of sport, but it does need to raise funds as well. The clubs support that. Other organisations support it as well. I'm delighted to say that the sports development manager, Neil Young, joins us now. Neil, we're going to talk about a way and a new way of raising some funds for what you do. Can you briefly explain, though, from the Community Sports Trust, what exactly, for those who may not be aware of the work that you do, and other football clubs have exactly identical or similar type organisations, but what exactly is it that you do, Neil?
Well, each of the football clubs in the professional leagues has a community department. So they've been going for about 30 years or so. Yeah. It started out as football in the community. And most of the clubs have transformed into either a community sports trust like we have or a foundation. And football's still at the core of what we do for local kids and adults as well. But we do an awful lot of multi-sport and of social inclusion work. Some of the things that we run here at Brentford, you'd be surprised that the football club, you know, manages this sort of thing. So we have a young carers project with Ealing Council. We have a member of staff who runs a project for young people who are caring for parents or siblings who have chronic illnesses. We have a mentoring project with Ealing and Hounslow youth offending teams, drawing in a team of young people to mentor kids who've been sort of on the edge of trouble with the law. And we have a very large disability sports program, including our Deaf Sports Plus, which is we've runner-up in the community section at London Football Awards recently.
Yeah, and you mentioned the disability access and all the work that you do in a football club, actually. You know, people talk about why a football club is important and those clubs that have had problems of late, but the work that the community side and the community projects that football clubs do, you know, because you can engage, you get involved. Football clubs sort of draw people in many respects. You mentioned that the sort of the project of working with people with hearing problems and deaf football, for example, is something that is, you know, is being pushed here at Brentford.
Yeah, we have a full-time member of staff who's a deaf sports coach. He doesn't just coach on our deaf project, he coaches on the general sessions as well. He's a fully qualified football coach, Ben Lampert. He plays football every week. He's in the GB team. He's been in the GB deaf team since, I think, 2002. So it's integrated, as well as being a great part of our disability project. You know, Ben works with us day in, day out in the office. He works on the core programs as well.
And how many people throughout a year do you have a positive effect on? How many people do you get to, do you think, young people and old people?
Well, we keep sort of registers of what we do and databases of our participants. And the last time we did a big study was leading up to the planning application for the new stadium to look at what we do. And we had 6,000 people that we engage with every year, 6,000 different people across the boroughs of Hounslow, Richmond and Ealing, which is our patch, if you like.
Yeah.
And it was independently calculated that the social value of that work, the educational value, the health and the crime reduction value, was £8.5 million a year just to those local communities.
Which is a huge amount of money.
Huge.
It's a huge amount of impact that you're having. So can you briefly explain a new way of raising some funds that you've cropped it and how you came across it as well?
Yeah, well, we're working with a company called Wear Your Support, and they produce some bespoke Brentford earphones for the fans to purchase. They're actually top quality. They're not just like the ones you might get free with a phone. They're really, really top quality. And we're promoting a crowdfunding campaign for the fans to buy these headphones at $19.99 each, with 50% of that coming to the Community Sports Trust as a fundraiser.
Wow.
So we put a film together, which is at the core of the campaign, which features Ben and our Deaf Sports Plus project and some of the participants.
Yeah.
And it's a 28-day campaign that launched last Monday, and we'll be adding to it through the weeks with more stories about different participants who come to our projects and different parts of our work, you know, just to sort of build the whole story about what we're fundraising
for. You must be really proud of the film, because it is a lovely... I recommend anyone to just have a look at it and go on. I mean, it's on YouTube, but it's obviously on the Brentford Community Sports Trust site as well, isn't it? But it's a fantastically put together piece of mini filmmaking.
Yeah, it's if you just search for Brentford FC on YouTube, you'll see our channel and the film's on there. And the guys at Wear Your Support, it's a small team. There's three or four people, including a filmmaker called Johnny, who used to work with Sky, and he put the story together with us. We talked about the project, and he met Ben and some of the participants, and he wrote the story and then filmed it here at Griffin Park and at the training ground with the players. And tells the story beautifully about, you know, one of our core programmes, and also how the fans can help us to do more of that sort of thing by buying the headphones. Because the key with this campaign is the money that comes through will be what we call unrestricted funding. We can Right. We can do whatever we want with it.
Yeah.
Lots of the grants that we bid for and we receive, we have to work with a certain age group or a certain part of the population, different sports. But you know, we can really focus on one of our more important projects with the money that will come through from this.
And how much? I mean, you've got a target. Have you got an aim, or is it basically, you know, as much as you can possibly raise?
As much as we can raise. I think we need 750 people to sign up for the crowdfunding to go live and for the headphones to be made. So that would make us 7,500.
Yeah.
We'd hope to be in the range of, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 sales to get us £10,000 to £20,000, which would make a massive difference to us. Mm.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, the headphones that people could use, I suppose Brentford fans would be the prime target. You possibly wouldn't see QPR fans walking around with Brentford headphones, but for people just in the general community as a whole, they can play their part, can't they? I suppose that's the thing, because the community benefits.
Yeah, well, like I say, we work across Hounslow, Ealing and Richmond. All of the community sports trusts and foundations of the London clubs work together through a London United umbrella organisation. So we've divided up the areas of the boroughs that we work in, so we don't tread on each other's toes. And I'm sure there are plenty of QPR and Fulham fans who come along to our sessions. Their kids come along because, you know, we do such a great work in those areas. And, you know, they're more than welcome, even if they do support Fulham.
Well, listen, more power to your elbow. And if people want more information on this particular project or this particular fundraising scheme,
take a look at the club's website, brentfordfc.co.uk. Follow the club and the trust on Twitter. That's @BrentfordFC, @BrentfordFCCST. And we'll keep tweeting the different stories about other parts of our projects throughout the next 3 weeks to build the story and incentivise people to make the purchase.